I'm jumping around because I want to talk about your new book, and I also would love to talk about politics, about how are we to handle the up-and-coming political shift that needs to happen. Can we make it happen? What advice
do you
have?
Let me ask the Swami here about that. Hold on. Okay. Let me bring him over. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, you want to know about politics. Listen, shift happens. Okay? Now, some people are saying, now, why is this shift happening to me? And there's other people who are paralyzed because they're scared shiftless. And that's understandable because what has happened in this country, you know, after 9/11, fear gnomes, little gnomes of gnawing fear were released into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And that has made the body politic susceptible to mad cowboy disease. Yeah, that is where we are herded into the bewilderness and put into a state of catalepsy. Now, of course, as you know, the irony curtain has come down. And that, of course, is the invisible wall of impropaganda that separates we the people from the truth. Because, as you know, the media has inundated us with so much toxic BS that our skeptic system has overflowed. And you know what? We end up swallowing huge ironies whole. Now, this condition is called irony deficiency. Seeing a doctor won't help, but seeing a paradox will. So let me give you, I'm going to give you an irony supplement to munch on. How about this one? Okay?
Okay.
Two men lying together is an abomination. But when a whole bunch of men lie together to abomination, that's okay.
Oh, boy.
Irony deficiency. That is the problem that we face.
Oh, my.
And, of course, we do. You know, my book is called Swami for President, not President Precedent, because if we only do what we've always done, we will only get what we've always gotten. But if we, the people, create a new precedent, a new president will follow. You see?
I sure do.
I'll offer you, this is the precedent that I offer. How about this? Government of the people, by the people, for the people, where the government does our bidding, not the bidding of the highest bidder.